With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a powerful atmospheric river storm unloaded more than 10 inches of rain across portions of Southern California Sunday and Monday, triggering flash flooding, downed trees and power lines. Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley tells ABC 7 Los Angeles residents should stay indoors, but stay cautious if they must leave.
As the storm continues to impact our city, we anticipate another wave of heavy rains later on this afternoon. We advise residents to exercise caution if you must venture out. Stay away from standing and moving water. Slow down if you are driving. And be on the lookout for downed power lines and trees.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in 8 counties, including Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. A Senate compromise bill that institutes changes in southern border policy and funds money for Ukraine's war with Russia, as well as Israel's battle in the Middle East, is receiving thumbs down from some Republicans. Correspondent Stephen Groves reports House Republicans are against the border compromise.
It has already been declared dead on arrival by House Speaker Mike Johnson. So really, it leaves few options for one of President Joe Biden's main foreign policy goals, which is to resupply Ukraine with foreign aid.
House Republicans and some Senate Republicans savaged the border policy proposal as insufficient. Former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, denounced the plan as a gift to Democrats. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 274 points, the Nasdaq dropped 31, the S&P lower by 15. This is SRN News. A pastor in Vietnam is going to jail.
Nay Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates Islam is the state religion, and citizens must behave in line with the principles of Sunni Islam. Christians make up about 2% of the population. This is SRN News. A construction firm in South Korea announced the payment of more than $70,000 for each baby born to its employees over the past 2 years.
The founder of Beyond Group says that he's worried that the country itself won't last beyond the next 20 years if it doesn't do more to replace its population. In 2022, the entire country only had 250,000 babies born. Some are questioning the founder of the group himself. He's already served 2 prison sentences for embezzlement and tax evasion. He was just pardoned last August and allowed to return to management of his company. So it's perhaps not so much of a surprise that he's coming out in a big way supporting government policies at the moment.
The BBC's Celia Hatton, Bujang chairman Lee Jun-kun announced the move, alongside other incentives for would-be parents. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.